Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. Yes, I'm starting to sound just a little bit better. Well, actually, I turned a corner. I could feel it during the week. It's just kind of like, boom, turn the corner. I've been drinking here, my bottle here of water. I've been drinking a ton of water, and I put vitamin C, that emergency stuff, in there. So I might every now and then get a little tiny cough, but overall, I'm feeling really, really good. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You know, I had no choice but to get better.
Right.
You know why.
Yes.
This is the big week. This is the week where I fly in a FA-18 Hornet Blue Angels jet. For some of you that saw my online post, you know how much that jet cost, Sean?
I didn't see that one. How much does it cost?
$21 million.
Wow.
For one jet.
Wow.
I don't think they're going to let me fly it.
Yeah. You can ask.
Yeah, I'm sure where I'm sitting, there will be no controls. Absolutely none, because I'll be holding on for dear life anyway. But very, very excited that happens this Wednesday, and you'll all hear all about it. Yeah. So last week, I worked. I did a few fun things. Yeah, a few, not a whole lot, but I did do a few. I went to the Travel Club of the Desert. I went to their free meeting every month, once a month, and they always do such a great job, and I promoted the upcoming May trip to Las Vegas. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. So I did that. I went over to the Champions Luncheon with Michael Phelps, Barbara Sinatra, benefiting the Barbara Sinatra's Children's Center. Packed house. I mean, it had to be about 800 people there.
Really?
It was packed. And Michael Phelps was there with his mom and his wife and Boomer, the baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he brought the baby. I was really surprised. He takes a little guy everywhere with him. But he did a good job. For someone who, I was talking to someone behind the scenes that told me that Michael Phelps does not like to lecture.
Oh, really?
Or stand up at a podium and speak and have to just speak to a crowd.
Yeah, no, but I can't do that.
Yeah, he's fine if he has someone interviewing him.
Oh, so did they set it up kind of
Yeah,
like
they
a...
set it up so there was a reporter, I think was she an ESPN reporter, a blonde gal that she's reported on swimming.
Oh, okay.
And she was at the Olympics, and he knew her. He was comfortable. He knew she wasn't out to attack him. You know how some reporters are. They want the scoop right in front of 1,000 people. They want to hear something. So, they did a really good job. He confirmed he will not be back for the next Olympics. He's done.
Oh, yeah.
He is retired. Yeah.
So, actually, I think I did see something like that.
Yeah, he is done. But, however, he came up with a line of swimwear, and he's starting his swim classes and all these programs to teach kids how to swim.
That's
he
cool.
said the statistics for children dying in pools because they don't know water safety is just out of the world.
Yeah, when I moved into my house, I had a pool. That was the first thing I did. I taught Jasmine how to swim.
Oh, I'm so glad
I had
it.
To. It was just, I don't know, it's too scary. I mean, you got sliding doors. I mean, you can put the locks on the doors. You can do all that kind of stuff, but it's just scary.
It is scary, and it amazes me how many people I talk to where they have not taught their kids to swim in an area where we have, especially California.
Pools. Yeah.
Everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah. She goes to a friend's house. They have a pool. Yeah, there's pools everywhere.
And we have a lot of free swim classes during the summer months here.
Oh, yeah.
That people can take advantage of. So he has all sorts of things going on. Looked good. His whole family looked good. So it was a lot of fun. And they raised so much money for the Barbara Sinatra Children's Center in Rancho Mirage. So good for them. I did that. And I just did a lot of catching up. I really had a lot of things being sick for almost 2 weeks that I kind of fell behind. And plus, I had to start putting the show together for Wednesday because I'm going to be doing interviews. And it's not going to just be half an hour on TV of me riding around in a jet. Even though they film me. And they're the only camera allowed in the jet, so they're filming me the whole time, and I can't imagine what that's going to look like.
Yeah,
my mouth
can't
open,
wait. It's
screaming.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Today's show is presented by Diane Williams & Associates, the on-site sales teams at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. This week, we're still showing the Salton Sea, actually the East Valley episode, covers Slab City, the geothermal plants, the mud pots, Salvation Mountain, and more. So Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. They still haven't fixed that little ticker tape across the bottom. Go figure. Big television stations cannot fix the little ticker tape across the bottom that says the name of the show.
That's funny.
I know. It still says paid programming.
Yeah. And it just says shopping?
No, it just says paid programming.
Oh, it doesn't? When I saw it, it just said shop. Like, what says that? And then in the description, it says shopping.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a while ago. I might not still say that.
Yeah. I didn't even see that one. I just saw the paid program. Where'd you see that on the bottom
when
of the
screen? Yeah, when you highlight it, it will show you kind of a description. Because I was trying to see if there was a description so yeah. I can make sure I was getting the right one. And now it just says something very generic. I think it's shopping.
Well, last time when I looked on Thursday, it went really quick to paid programming and got off. But at least they did that. They pulled it off instead of right. it sitting there for 30 seconds right. saying paid programming. Shopping. Oh, my gosh. All right. Don't get me upset for the rest of the show. Now, today, remember, it's the last day for you to sign up for the Arcade Expo happening in March. We are in March. St. Patrick's weekend. So you have to go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, and sign up if you want to go to the Pinball Museum of Pinball and go to that huge arcade expo that I'm going to be going to. It's on St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's that big tournament they have. It's all in good fun, and you'll never see anything like it. Rows and rows of pinball machines in one room, rows and rows of arcade games in the other. It's incredible. So, again, go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, and check it out. Sign up for it. It's all free. Everything is free. Let's see. We have thanks Swiss Donuts for donuts. We want to thank them. We had our donuts this morning. There's a glazed donuts in the box for you. Yesterday on KESQ, I didn't show up again because at 5:30 in the morning getting up just is really hard on me for some reason because I end up working so hard during the day. So I took one more day off just to make sure I'm fine for Wednesday. But I'll be back next weekend with a look at the Grand Canyon Railway. So we'll be doing that. And I have a trip to the Grand Canyon, Williams, Arizona, overnight stay at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel, and a trip on the train. So we're going to be doing that. All right, something I want to give you a heads up on. When I was at the Travel Club of the Desert meeting, I wanted to tell you about this 6th annual Wolf Walk to benefit the Joshua Tree No-Kill Shelter. So Wolf, okay, I was kind of still a little bit sick. I thought they meant Wolf Walk. I thought you were walking with the wolves.
Right.
I really did.
That feels dangerous.
Yeah. Because I know there's a sanctuary up there. And now that I'm looking at it, it's actually a wolf, W-O-O-F walk. But that's okay. It's all to raise money for the shelter up there. Pioneer at Pioneer Town of Pappy and Harriet's are going to have this, the whole event going on there. Steve and Lalo are going to be there from ACT. Anyway. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So you're not walking with wolves. You're actually walking to raise money for dogs, no-kill shelter there for the shelter to help them out. They're going to have awards for best trick, best dress, musical sits. Not sure what that's all about. But anyway, it looks
musical
like
musical sits.
Sits, yeah. Do they make the dog
I'm
sit?
I'm guessing it's like musical chairs, but they just make the dog sit.
Yeah.
And if the dog doesn't, he's out.
He's
I don't
out.
Know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, for more information, let's see. Is there a number? 760-366-3786. And I promised them that I would promote this because I think it's going to be a lot of fun anyway. Pledge form, $35 registration, includes one wolf walk lunch. All right.
And so, it'll be fun even if they're not walking with wild animals.
Yeah, exactly. Not wolves. I really did. I'm sitting there going, really? Wolves? How cool. I think I was still in a drug state.
It does sound pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it does. And for those of you who want to walk the runway, be in a real fashion show, well, Westfield Palm Desert is celebrating Fashion Week with Real Style for Families. Now, they're looking for models of all ages, genders, sizes, shapes. It's going to be a lot of fun. The event's on March 26th, but they need your help right now. Auditions are on Wednesday from 6 to 8, and I'll put the information on the website, but it's at the Westfield Mall from 6 to 8 at the management office, 760-346-2121. Like I say, they want everyone. And models that are selected will receive a $25 gift card for their assigned retailer. So there you go. You get to be in a fashion show, wear some awesome clothes, and get $25.
Win, win, win.
All the way around. So definitely going to be a lot of fun. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside and we come back. We have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Now, I didn't talk about the prizes that we have on today's show. We have two tickets to the ANA Inspiration at the end of this month, the first LPGA major of the year at Mission Hills Country Club. That's a $70 value. We have tickets for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. And we also have, if you saw in the paper today, a huge article on Suzanne Summers. And I have two tickets to see her performance at the McCallum Theater on March 11th. The show is at 8 p.m. So we'll be giving all that stuff away. here during the show. But right now, it's a Get a Life Weekly Announcements, which is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500. Tommy Toon's work is in there right now. Had a big party for Tommy Toon. I forgot about that, too. That was, gosh, on Tuesday. It seems like it was 5 weeks ago. But that his work there is in Gallery 500. Go check it out. You could own a rare piece of Tommy Toon's art, which he doesn't sell very, very often. Okay, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. Now, Fashion Week El Paseo is right around the corner, and it actually starts on Saturday, March 18th and runs all the way, well, it runs for a week, and then they have that big food and wine festival in Palm Desert as well. For more information, fashionweekelpaseo.com. Buy your tickets now. But during Fashion Week, I wanted to give you a heads up that B. Alson's Jewelers, they always do something great all the time. At B. Alson's, Ron and Debbie and the gang and MoTeC, they're always doing something to raise money for charities here in the Coachella Valley. And during Fashion Week, they have award-winning designer Bellari in the store. Her amazing colors, really beautiful, beautiful collection. They'll be donating a percentage of all sales to the Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley. So that's really, really cool. B. Alson's Jewelers, lower level in the gardens on El Paseo. Don't miss it. And again, buy your Fashion Week tickets because they have shows. They have the La Chienne. They have the fashion show with dogs. There was a pig in it last year. They also have the Project Runway Stars, Michael Costello. Who else? They have, I think, Trina Turk, and just so many great fashions are going to be at Fashion Show, and it happens at the top of the parking lot at the gardens on El Paseo. So, again, website for that is Fashion Week El Paseo. I'll have that information on the website, along with don't miss going to B. Alson's Jewelers and the Bellari collection. Beautiful, beautiful items. Love all their items. Right, McDonald's, they're in the news also. They're starting delivery.
Oh, yeah?
I know. Can you believe that? McDonald's, they're already been test marketing in several areas. Not down here, but I think San Francisco was one of them. But, yeah, they want to be more user-friendly. Plus, they want to get back to basics. You know, we know McDonald's is hamburgers and french fries. At least I do.
Right.
So they want to make sure that people know that that's still convenience for the customer to get in and out, but have fresh food, good food.
Right.
But they're also working on delivery service.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah.
I think there are a lot of places to deliver. I don't understand. I guess I'm from a bigger city because I feel like when I was growing up, you could have whatever delivered. I mean, there was all kinds of food that you'd have delivered. And I feel like out here, it's just pretty much pizza. That's about it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and I was thinking about it. Because I'm always, for me, McDonald's is the drive-thru.
Right.
When I'm traveling, the drive-thru. It's always the
I can't remember the last time I was in a McDonald's.
Yeah, it's always been the drive-thru. That's what I love about it for me.
Right.
But then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. You know, you have a bunch of kids over. Yeah, if things go, they're hungry, they get a McDonald's.
Yeah,
you
and sometimes, especially if you have a bunch of kids over, it's just, you know, like let's say me and my wife, it's hard for one of us to take care of all the kids and somebody else to go to McDonald's and pick up everything for
to
the
go
kids.
Get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a great idea. Plus, adults, you know, the Big Mac and all the chicken sandwiches, and the more I started thinking about it, I thought, you know, that's a good thing. Good.
Have
for
you
them.
Seen the gold card?
No, that McDonald's has a gold
card. They have
card.
A gold card. I found out about it the other day, and I meant to ask you, and I forgot. It's a gold card that gives you a free McDonald's. And it can either be for particular locations. It can be set for a specific amount of time, or it can just be open. Like, I think Bill Gates has one that's open for anywhere in the world.
Well, Dick Shelhoff. Mm-hmm.
Well, from my understanding, yes, there are only certain people that you can get them from.
Yeah.
They have to be larger franchise owners.
Yeah. Oh, well, we know Dick has what?
which falls into your 20 category,
something. I think he's one of,
Yeah, I think they do it for community type stuff, like people who are big in community
big
and
in
do
community
stuff too. For their community. Yeah,
I also had to give him.
You have to find out about it. It's pretty interesting.
Tease him on that one. So you have any of those gold cards? We'll get him on the air and just kind of throw it at him, and he'll look at me. He'll give me one of those looks. I know it. But so okay, all right. Good for McDonald's. Command One Security. We have all these big events coming into the valley. That means we have a lot of visitors and maybe some people that aren't shouldn't even be here because they're here for an unsavory purpose. That's to try to get into your home while you're at one of these big events. So call Command One Security and have them put up a great security system that you know how to work with. That's so important. Don't get something that you have no clue how to use.
Because, it does a million things. I just don't know how it does it.
Right, exactly. So then you don't bother.
Right.
Because you're so frustrated, you don't even mess with it.
Nope. You and just leave it alone.
Yeah. That's what I love about Command One Security and everybody of Sherry Sandifer and stuff. They get you a system that you know how to use and help you learn how to use it. But they, she says simple systems are the way to go. All this technical stuff, people just don't
think about
mess with it.
Think about it. You could put a pole in a door, in a sliding door. And it's like the simplest thing you can do, and you just can't open that door.
Yeah.
You know? It's so, just simple. Simple is good.
Right. Simple, it is so good. And plus, when you're in a hurry, half the time when you're leaving, you're in such a hurry, you don't want to spend 20 minutes programming
right.
a security system.
Right.
You think, oh, I don't have time. So make it simple. All right. Hanson Overhead Garage Door Service. Get that garage door serviced. Renova Solar, they're doing some wonderful things. Now, remember that the solar SCE is changing the plan on July 1st. So make sure that you have... try to get your solar system in place first. Call Renova Solar. Lock it in now because the SCE will be coming up with a new program, which the credit will be somewhat different from what it is right now. So, again, call Renova Solar at 760-568-3413. And remember, all that information is on Traveling with Francoise on the website. Indian Ridge Country Club, of course, they're doing a phenomenal over there. They have a lot of, they have their own big events coming up, but they have a Make a Difference weekend, April 1st and 2nd for the Indian Ridge Scholarship Fund. Good job to Indian Ridge. They have the beautiful golf course, tennis court, two golf courses, tennis courts. They have a big event coming up with Rosie Casals, and I'm going to be over there actually emceeing the event, sort of. I'll be on the radio broadcasting and a bunch of other things. The Braille Institute, they have all their programs going on. All the way through April, and then they start. They also have their free transportation coming up during the summer months to their events, so please take advantage of all the Braille Institute has to offer. They are in Rancho Mirage on Ramon Road. So again, the Braille Institute does a phenomenal job. Yes, they do. And if you need your favorite scissors or knives or whatever sharpened, call Tony Quinzio at 310-365-5444. All the hair salons do it. Trust me, they don't buy new scissors every week. They get those scissors sharpened all the time. Do it with your house knives. I have a couple favorite knives. Tony comes over to the house, sharpens them, gets everything straight for me. And his information is on the website as well. All right. If you want to go to the ANA Inspiration, I have two tickets for you. That is the first LPGA Major of the year. This is a $70 value. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. You want those tickets to the golf tournament, I'll mail them out to you. They're a great gift to give some of a golfer that you know. Even if you don't like to golf, give them to someone you know who does golf. And like I say, $70 value. This event is at the end of the month. Again, two tickets to the ANA Inspiration. They also are selling their office. Their main office is at the river in Rancho Mirage, right next to the new Fox and Fiddle. So go on over there. But we have these tickets for you. So if you would like the set, give us a call. Lines are open, and you cannot have won in the last 30 days. Remember that. Sean has a list of all the winners, so don't try and fool him. All right, well, it's time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. Plus, they'll give you 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention the show, Traveling with Francoise. Yes. They are located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, and Jeannie is the, she is the owner there, and she does such a wonderful job. Love Jeannie. She's so fun to talk to. Now, remember, Tommy Toon has his exhibit at Gallery 500. It is open now until April 2nd, I think. Go on over there. Check out the gallery. Beautiful gallery inside the 500 on the corner of Ramon Indian in Palm Canyon. Happening today, free event, is the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy Swing Revival. They will be at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater. Gates open at 5 p.m. This is a free event. The show starts at 7 o'clock, again, at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater, happening today. So go on over there and hear Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. That's a long name. The band focuses on swinging days of the 40s and 50s, borrowing some of the Rat Pack lingo and attitude, delivering to adoring fans hard-driving fun. So that sounds like always a lot of fun. All right. In celebration of women, there are always a woman. This is a reading and presentation. Again, another free event. March 8th at the La Quinta Museum is at 2 p.m., so you might want to go to that. The Braille Institute, they have their next lecture coming up, which is free on Friday, March 10th from 10 a.m. to noon. Let There Be Light. Join us for an interactive demonstration and discussion about current technology available for people who are visually impaired. And that is at the Braille Institute this Friday from 10 a.m. to noon, and it is a free event. Friends of the Palm Springs Library, they're going to host their spring book sale. I love a spring book sale. So much fun because I still love books. I like books. Sean, Jasmine, how old is she? 10, 12, 13, 14?
She's 13.
13. Does she use a Kindle or her computer? How does she read?
You know what? I think she really likes to feel just a book. Because
good.
I did. I gave her a Kindle and we would put stuff on there, and she just didn't really mess with it. She would get actual books. Like,
yeah.
She likes actual books, I think.
See, remember when everybody said bookstores would go out of fashion, no one ever read again?
But now no. The majority of her reading, she does do a lot of it on her phone.
Oh, no. It's
yeah.
so small.
And the thing is, it's bad for your eyes.
It is small. It's too tiny.
And the blue light. The blue light's not good for your eyes either.
No. I know now when I sit at the computer for hours and when I get away from it and try to watch TV,
uh-huh.
it takes a while for my eyes to readjust.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know. And at first I thought,
you got to kind of blink a little bit and they kind of feel dried out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought, oh, man, what's going on? All right. Well, I like to know, though, that, well, I don't want to
hear
it.
She does. No, but she does. She does like the feel of a book. I mean, she still does. She just reads a lot of stuff online. So she's looking at her phone.
But books are good things, folks. Books. So the Palm Springs Public Library, they have their spring book sale on March 11th. It's free to go to, but, of course, books will be so cheap. It's unbelievable. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. will take place in the lobby of the library located at 300 Sunrise Way in Palm Springs. And all proceeds benefit the library programs. And finally, in Desert Hot Springs on March 13th, Jeffrey Spake's Butterfly Art Dedication. That happens 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Guy Tedesco Park. And that is Jeffrey Spake's Butterfly Art Dedication. So for their public art and public places exhibit, that's happening Saturday, March 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. And we come back, we're going to find out about the CV Rep Conservatory, all the things going on there, so much more at the CV Coachella Valley Repertory Theater right here on Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us today. All right, joining us is the founding artistic director, and on and on and on, because you've been doing so many things, of the Coachella Valley Repertory Theater, and that is Ron Salona. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Francoise. Thanks for having me on.
Well, every week I talk about different things you have going on at CV Rep, so people kind of understand what you do, which is more than just theater. So why don't you start out by giving us an overview of the CV Rep?
Oh, great. Well, Coachella Valley Repertory is an educationally driven theater company that is thought-provoking theater of substance.
Mm.
That's our mission. And it includes a conservatory where we teach acting classes, voice classes, and writing classes. Our writing class is incredible. From ages elementary school to 80 years old. I mean, really, no age limit is the bottom line. And we have classes for everybody.
Well, I don't think there is, and I like that. I don't think there are age limits for creativity. People are in different stages of their life, and all of a sudden, they want to write a book.
I couldn't agree with you more. And especially, even for people who are already seasoned actors, for example, you never stop learning.
Yeah.
You're always in class. It's like a ballet dancer, right? Mm-hmm. They're always in class to tone and to, you know, even though they're performing on the weekend, let's say, they're in class that morning every day. Because you have to keep honing your craft.
Each show has to be better than the last. That's the way I look at it. 14
right.
years later, each show I want to be better than my last show.
That's a great outlook. It's absolutely mm-hmm. very, it keeps the success story going.
And what I also love that you guys do is you're very supportive of the young arts, of students, because kids have dreams.
Absolutely.
And dreams can be knocked right out of our head mm-hmm. quickly with just one adult saying, oh, you'll never do that. Or, you know, they just, a negativity, one negativity can actually destroy a dream of a child. But you guys are really good about supporting those dreams and letting those kids know that that sky's the limit. Mm. If you, there's something out there in the field of theater, whether it's writing or acting or being behind the scenes, whatever it is, stage production, you're very supportive.
Thank you. We not only do that through the conservatory, but we have an incredible program called the Youth Outreach Program. And in that, we put on a production that deals with a pertinent subject within the school system, specifically geared to middle school students. We've been focused on bullying for the last few years. The students that are up on the stage performing are high school students from different drama groups throughout the Coachella Valley. We go into the schools and audition. So we're giving those kids the opportunity to perform in a professional setting, two shows a day for 2 weeks, and then we bus in over 1,200 children every day in our small 86-seat theater.
That's fantastic.
And they get to not only learn about the subject matter, but they see their peers, the next age group in which they're going to be when they finish middle school. And it really makes a great impact on everybody.
It does. It gives them that little inner boost that they need. They're going to keep that with them for a long time. If they hear something negative, they're going to think back. They said, wait a minute, I spent that day over at the CV Repertory, and wait a minute, I have the possibility and potential like anyone else. So that's fantastic. And you said you're the theater there at the atrium, 87 seats. Well, it's very intimate.
Not a bad seat. Incredibly intimate.
Yeah, but you know what? That makes the audience feel one with the production.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we're growing out of our space.
I know. I mean, talk about really that, because I went to the event that you had in December.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And tell everyone what you're doing.
Well, we are partnering with the city of Cathedral City to purchase the old IMAX movie theater and adjoining building, that three-building complex.
Yeah.
And the goal is we need to raise our – we start a capital campaign in October. Our goal is a $6 million campaign, which is a big number, by June of 2018. Happy to say we started in October. We're already up to $800,000.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
we're on a great path towards that goal. We got a long way to go. I understand that. But the reasoning here is it would be a 220-seat state-of-the-art theater that would be our own, and rents wouldn't keep going up, because that's what's happening at the atrium each year as our rents go up.
Yeah.
But the other major purpose is that we're already selling at sold-out houses. Mm-hmm. We finished our last play 2 weeks ago, 26 performances, Tuesday through Sunday with two shows on Saturday, at 96%.
Wow, that's great.
So, you know, there were many performances in which we had to turn people away, and that's what I don't want to happen. As we grow as a company, I want the space to grow with us.
You know, and I think when you talk about those numbers in the building, for a layman like me, it seems like the bones, everything is basically there for you at the IMAX. But I'm sure going in as a theater, it's a little bit different, a production theater than a movie theater.
Completely different,
right,
actually.
We think, oh, wait a minute, they have all the seats. Well, what do they need to do except build a stage?
Yeah, but how about gutting it completely? I mean, we have an incredible architect, John Sergio Fisher from Los Angeles, who's designed over 300 theaters all over the world. Now, basically what he has created is a state-of-the-art playhouse. What the IMAX had, why it was an ideal building for us, is it has the height to create a fly and a proscenium. Now, that would be, if people out there don't know what that is, it's sort of a rigging that would allow a curtain or sets to go up into the fly, so to speak, up into the sky. If you ever drive by the McCallum Theater, you'll see that there's one part of the building that goes up higher than the other.
Right.
That's actually the stage.
Okay. See, it's all those behind-the-scenes things that we don't know about. Yes, because a lot of times actors now fly over the stage over the audience before they even land on the stage. Yeah. So a very well, and people can donate at any time. You're taking all size donations, I would imagine.
Well, of course, we still have to establish our annual budget. Mm-hmm. So even though we're in a capital campaign, you can't lose sight of our annual budget, which is close to $1 million. Oh. We have 8 full-time employees. I mean, it's a lot of salaries and medical insurance and everything yeah. else that everybody gets. And we're grateful because this community is incredibly supportive.
Mm-hmm.
We really have a great donor base and patronage of the theater that gets it, gets that we're what we're doing that is needed in the community.
And it keeps growing. I'm just amazed every year of the new events, the musical talent that we have down here, the artist as far as the painting and all that, and then the theater, the artistic people in the theater. We have so much talent in this Coachella Valley. It's really mind-blowing.
It is
what
incredible.
Is going on down here.
And it changes every year
yeah.
because of all the growth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are retiring here, so yep. incredible pros come down here from all over. And then we have even young artists that come down from Idlewild. They have an incredible source up there of talent that comes down to the Valley mm-hmm. to perform. And our locals in general.
So
yeah.
much fun. And with us, folks, is Ron Salona. And their website, CV Repertory, it's been on Traveling with Francoise for actually quite a while because of all the programs that you have on there. But it's real simple. It's cvrep.org, in case you're listening and didn't know about it. So you can go to the website, check out everything that you guys do over there at the theater at the Atrium in Rancho Mirage. All right, let's talk about your upcoming production of Disgraced. What is that all about?
Well, I'm really excited about it. It's part of our series this season. I love doing a theme, Francois.
Mm-hmm.
Our theme this year is love, marriage, and life-changing events.
Mm.
And Disgraced falls right into that theme in that it revolves around two married couples who are also colleagues that get together at a dinner party in their home. It's a play written by Ayad, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Ayad Akhtar.
Mm-hmm.
And it won the 2013 Pulitzer Prize and nominated for numerous Tony Awards on Broadway. But it's more pertinent today than it was when it was written, in that it's about the Muslim and non-Muslim relationship in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And how it revolves not only in their marriage, a mixed marriage in that way, but also the couple they have over, one being white and one being black, one being Jewish and one non-Jewish. And so it really tackles sort of all of the many issues that are pertinent in our
right.
news today. I've written a little fun list that basically is what it touches on.
Okay.
Expectations, faith, trust, identity, religion, art, racism, marriage, love, and hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's an important play in which the audience should be participants. So although we have always done a talk back Thursday, which mm-hmm. means that at the end of a performance on Thursday nights, the audience gets to have about 15-20 minutes to ask the director and the cast questions about the play. We're going to do it every single night.
Hmm.
Every single performance of this play for 4 weeks is going to have a talk back. You can choose to leave or you can choose to stay,
mm-hmm.
but it's my hope that we can encourage the people to say and talk about the issues that they just saw in this play. With we have a guest director this time. Her name is Joanne Gordon. She's done a magnificent job directing the play. And our actors are 4 actors from Los Angeles and 1 Arash Maktar from New York, who's playing our lead.
Okay. And so this is one of those thought-provoking performances that will make people have a range of emotions. For one, you just called them all off there. And also give them the opportunity to think whether they want to. And if they don't want to, they don't have to. They could just go and enjoy the production.
Absolutely. And there is comedy within this story
mm-hmm.
because otherwise a play wouldn't work.
Right. Well, there has to be.
The writer has to create that.
All those different identities there. There has to be some things that are very, very funny. All right. And the play is March 8th through April 2nd. How do people buy tickets?
Well, they could either go online at cvrep.org and buy them online, and if they do that online, they could actually see a chart of the seats
okay.
and pick their own seat.
All right.
Or they can call the box office at 760-296-2966.
And again, folks, this information will be on the website. It already is for your other programs that you have going on at the CV Repertory Theater, your conservatory. That's a long name. I like the way you shortened it, CV Rep, but it is already on Traveling with Francoise. So our season now, how many more plays or productions do you have this season?
Okay, we have one more play, and mm-hmm. it's called Later Life by A.R. Gurney. Audiences might know the play Love Letters because it mm-hmm. had such right. popular throughout the country. But it's the same writer. And that's a much lighter play,
yeah.
which we'll need after this one. That will be the final play of the season. That will also have a guest director.
Okay.
Luke Yankee from Los Angeles will be directing that piece. And then our summer is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we always do a cabaret series.
Mm-hmm.
And for 6 years now. Then last year we added a jazz series. Well, the jazz series was so popular that we're bringing it back.
Okay.
I'm partnering with Bill Seda, mm-hmm. a local incredible musician, bass player. And he and I partnered last year. We're going to do that again for the jazz series. But we're going to add a classical series this summer.
You are busy. What
and some dance.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we don't go off in the summer anymore. We all stay here because there's so much going on.
Well,
no one wants to leave.
We sell the place out. So
yeah.
if as long as you're selling tickets, you know, it's worth. There are people that live here year-round.
So many now. So
right?
many now. They just leave for a couple of weeks here and there.
I mean, we don't do long runs like we do our plays. We do them for like 3 performances instead of 26.
Well, it's so great to have you back into the studio. I know it's been quite a while. Folks, the information on the website, again, really easy, though, cvrep.org. Check it out. Buy your tickets now for Disgrace. It starts March 8th and runs through April 2nd. I will be talking about this as we go into that time period as well. So you'll always know about it. But remember that the theater at the Atrium is very intimate. So buy those tickets now.
You got it.
Yeah. Ron, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside and we come back. We have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rose. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan, answering your phone calls. Well, we have 2 tickets to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. This is like a $50 value. If you'd like those tickets, remember you cannot have one in the last 30 days. 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. Give us a call. We do have tickets in the next hour to see Suzanne Summers at the McCallum Theater. I have those tickets. So if you are in the want to win something mood, again, call us at 760-440-8255. And Sean will pick a winner. Well, right now we have the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events, which is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Yes, Thousand Palms. Desert Arc Attire is over there by the Coachella Valley Brewery. Call them today at 760-343-7333. And remember that Desert Arc Attire employs Desert Arc clients. So it's a win-win situation all the way around. Now, I am, thanks to the 500, they bought me a seat at the Palm Springs High School Auditorium. Yes, they have the Grab Your Seat campaign, and I have now a seat that says Traveling with Francoise.
That's awesome.
Yeah, is that nice? So I want to thank him. Thanks, John Monahan over there at the 500 for doing that for me. Now, your generous gift, you get a seat. Great for business, too. Get your name on a seat.
Right.
Your generous gift of $500 per seat will allow them to put a commemorative plaque or nameplate on one of the seats there and help the theater. Because that is a beautiful, if you've never been over there, that Palm Springs High School Auditorium, it's gorgeous.
I have been there.
Isn't
Jasmine,
it beautiful?
Yeah, Jasmine had some Christmas thing in there.
Yeah.
I know, it's really nice.
It is really nice. And they just did a recent upgrade to all the sounds and all that sort of stuff, whatever theaters, you know, all that behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't know about and seats and whatnot. So, again, beautiful, beautiful theater over at the Palm Springs High School. So grab a seat. Get a seat in your name. Also happening, tennis starts tomorrow, the 6th? The BNP Paribas Open starts, and tomorrow there is the Taste of Tennis event. This is a new event. This is at the Hyatt Regency Indian Wells. Their charitable partner is the United Way of the Desert. And you can go to the website, tasteoftennis.com, for tickets. They're going to have cooking demonstrations, They're going to have some tennis professionals there. And I'm trying to see what the tickets actually cost. I have this whole three-page press release, and I do not see how much the tickets are. VIP. Anyway, if you would like to go. All right. Well, it doesn't say.
It's that new.
I know. Now, how can you have a release and not tell people how much it costs? Because they want you to just go and buy the tickets. Anyway, tasteoftennis.com, IW, and they will get your tickets for the Taste of Tennis at the Indian Wells, Hyatt Regency Indian Wells. I was there just the other day for the Champions Luncheon. Also, Born to be Wild, what is that all about? A Rancho Mirage Women's Club. They have an event on Monday, also March 6th, at the Agua Caliente Casino Resort and Spa. Doors open at 10 a.m. for shopping and lunch. At noon, featured entertainment by Mike Costley. There's a fashion show by Revenge Boutique. And let's see, this must benefit the Rancho Mirage Women's Club. Yeah. So give them a call. And this is another hard one to read, 760-898-6968. And again, it happens on March 6th. So I'm sure they probably will sell you a ticket at the door, too. They also have tables of 10, but definitely go on over and support that. BNP Paribas Open. This one that sort of snuck up on us.
It did.
Didn't it?
It totally did. And it's funny because it's the same time. It's not like it feels like it, like yeah. They moved it up a couple months, but no.
Something. I am not sure what the deal is, but yeah, all of a sudden I realized, first of all, that I did not have media credentials because I forgot. So I signed up real quick and they were great because I go there every year and I have my media credentials, but I thought, how did this slip by me? So the BNP starts tomorrow. They've already had some events for it.
Right.
They had a kids' day on Saturday. But you can buy tickets at BNP Paribas, but there's an S on there, open.com. I heard all the big five are coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The Williams. I don't know both of them, but I know one is for sure. But the big five players right now in the tennis tour will be here participating. And the nice thing going into this, there's no controversy this year about who's playing, who's not playing, why they're not playing, what happened 20 years ago. It's just now all about the tennis, which is nice.
That is nice.
Because that's
nice.
Really, yeah, what it is. And the facility's beautiful. You've been out there, Sean,
yes,
haven't you?
I have.
Yeah. They keep growing. They just add another stadium.
Yeah, it does. Keeps getting bigger.
And take note, folks. You know, Larry Ellison owns that property. When you drive by, look at the palm trees. Every single palm tree is that exact same height.
Are they really?
It's unbelievable what the gardeners do there. It's, of course, a year-long they work year-long on that property. But every single, look at that, is exactly the same height.
I never noticed. I have to look now.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very cool. And I've been in Larry Ellison's private suite down below. He does have one where you see his seats. They go down a stairway, and he has this kind of, it's not underground, it's just under the grandstands, this beautiful suite, huge, gigantic suites with TV everywhere. It's all in this very beautiful wood. I forgot what type of wood it was. They have their own bar, restaurant, everything for his all his celebrity friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that sounds very nice.
And they wouldn't let me take a picture, but I snuck one anyway. But I didn't show it to anybody because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Well, no.
But anyway, it was nice. Yeah. But when you are the owner of this whole thing, I guess you can do that.
The perks.
All right. Other things happening here in the Coachella Valley. Olive Crest, they have their big event for to raise funds for Olive Crest on March 8th. And that is at the Vault at Bighorn, where all the beautiful cars are. This really is quite something. I won't be here. Otherwise, I'd be going. But tickets are $200 per person. Raises money for Olive Crest. So this is a big, big deal. And it's from 5 to 7. And you'll go in the Vault and see all these beautiful, beautiful cars from, you know, all different kinds of cars, all ages. So, and they don't open the Vault. They have been opening the Vault a little bit more now, Bighorn, to raise funds. So Bighorn is really on the move. In fact, they just signed John Rahm, a tour player, to carry the Bighorn name on their golf bag. So interesting. So my friends at Indian Ridge, you can do that too. You guys have so much going on over there. I'm sure the players you have the big events coming up as well. We'll talk about more of those as they come along. All right. The Ladies Who Sang with the Follies, that debuts at the Tram. That happens on March 9th, beginning at 7 p.m. That is a show at the top of the Tram. Going to be a lot of fun. General admission show tickets are $39, including the tram fare. And seating is extremely limited. So if you want to see this, you need to go to the website, pstramway.com/ Follies Ladies. So that is going to be a ton of fun. And then the Gardens on El Paseo, well, they have their concert series on March 11th. This one benefits United Cerebral Palsy. And again, all this information will be on Traveling with Francoise. Don't forget the A&D Architectural Tours every Saturday morning at 9:30 at the Union Bank. Those are $25 per person. And that's a fun tour that'll give you a walk and show you some of the architecturally fascinating buildings in downtown Palm Springs, along with, of course, the big shopping center right in the middle. I hope that this whole Westman thing, Pugnay thing, I mean, I hope it doesn't stop the progress of that building downtown. I really do. All right, and don't forget Cheetah Zookeeper. So many things going on at the Living Desert. Go to their website, livingdesert.org. They have their Living Desert Gardens. They have their popular brew at the zoo coming up on April 1st. Tickets are sale on the website. And then the Arcade Expo happening at the Museum of Pinball in Banning. That is on March 17th, 9th through 19th. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode. We're going to talk about the air show coming up in El Centro. We're going to talk about what the McCallum Theater is doing for travel and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.